The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the land of whiskey and luck. Woo! Faith and Begorra, my friends. It's the St. Patrick's Day episode of the Worst Little Podcast. And here I am, alone again.
Kiss my arse.
There's no Rick. There's Rick, but there's no Nick, no Chewy. All I have is a room full of talented people and an intern. We've got Ashley Marie James here and Sabretooth Dragon.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Oh, we never even checked to see if Ashley's mic makes noise.
Does your mic make noise?
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, we hear it. Yay.
Woo. Welcome to the show, Ashley, once again.
Thank you.
It's been a while.
I know. It's been over a year.
I want to say you were on a Christmas episode 2 years ago.
That was my first time. No.
No?
The last time I was with you guys is when we came and sang Evil Dead.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
We were the band that week.
That I forgot about. That was fun.
That was fun.
It was hectic. I forgot a lot of things that happened around then.
That was one of the last shows at the old house, wasn't it?
Is that true?
I think so. I moved a year
ago.
Yeah.
So. No, that would have been in the fall.
So it was October of 2014.
I'm thinking of a different... Yeah. It was a different play that was being performed live. There was one with like 10 fucking people in the living room.
In your little room?
Yeah, it was awful.
We like the Avenue Q folk in one time. Yeah, we had Tooth of Crime. We had all the
Tooth of Crime
people.
That was
That's
the last.
What it was.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I was holding
that poor
my
little
tongue.
House. And then the house fell
Thinking
down.
That wasn't it. But.
Oh, the house fell down. Rest in peace.
I
Long live the house.
I saw it yesterday. There's nothing there. They finally got it to where there's
even the juniper
nothing.
Bushes are gone.
Well, no, there's a couple of plants and some trees, and that's
some
it.
Juniper bushes are holding on.
It's so true. There's no evidence that a house was ever there.
I have to tell you leveled up, dude. This house is amazing.
Isn't it rad?
It's so awesome. I love this place.
Thank you, Evan.
It's like King Koopa's castle.
Yeah, nice.
It's very it's all purple.
It has the foam stuff. Oh yeah.
Yes, if you could see what we're looking.
Oh yeah,
I would agree.
See, paint a picture of that.
That music. It's very anxiety.
Well,
fuck.
That's what it sounds like
and
in the garage.
Every
the garage
time
is totally
a
world too.
Cheats.
Can you hand me a beer mic?
All right.
No?
So, hey, welcome to the show, Sabretooth Dragon.
Hey, how
Yay.
Are you?
How?
It's good to see many of you once again, and you, I believe, for the first time. Is that not correct? Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome to the show Adam.
Adam Dick.
You are a dick.
That is my last name.
Of the Reno Dicks.
I am a dick.
Okay.
Of the Dick Clan.
Small town dick.
And then we've also got Mike Reed.
Howdy.
Matt Bodie. Good to see you again, brother.
Hello.
And Andy Hockenberry. Nice to have you not in the room with us.
Oh, I love being downstairs.
He's the downstairs.
You take your pants off and air the balls out.
Get comfy. Yeah.
If we need to send an intern down to fluff your nuts, dude, we can
let us know. We have one.
Or I could do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, our newest intern, Fake Rick. Fake Rick, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay, Fake Rick.
He does not get to talk on mic yet. He hasn't earned that privilege.
But from off mic, are you grateful?
Hell yeah.
Right. That's a good answer, son. Good answer. You might get a point by the end of the month. I know, Rick. How's he doing?
So far, he's great.
Yeah? Does he
and
listen?
And when we ran out of beer, he leapt up. I'll get more beer.
That's
good on you, sir.
That's an intern. Good job.
Yeah, Rick, awesome you're moving up in the world. Last time I recorded with you, it was at your old house and it was just you by yourself. Now you got a two-storied house and interns.
It's fucking weird.
Doing good, man.
He's Bob.
Oh, you've never been on the show?
Nope.
Oh my God.
I have.
Everybody else has been on the show at one point. Jesus Christ, Mike's been on like 10 times.
Everybody else has been on the show.
Mike has
twice,
nothing else better
actually.
To do.
That's at least twice.
I've been on this will be my fifth podcast.
Jesus Christ.
You are now
what a board
in the Felix Danger better. Level of sponsorship.
Yeah, it's so true. Yeah.
Well, I'm coming for you, Fee.
Are you fucking bored as fuck you are?
One day I'll bring Felix and he'll be Felix.
And hey, let's drink to Felix. It's St. Patrick's
Cheers,
Day.
Cheers, Felix.
Cheers. Hey. He's a fucking ginger.
We love you.
Hi.
Cheers.
Hi, Ginger Felix.
But gingers have no souls.
You Ginger Felix? Awesome. All right, we'll get to that portion of the show later. So hey, Rick, how was your week? What'd you do?
Oh, what did I do?
Nothing. I didn't do much of anything.
Oh, I recorded
either.
The Shames.
Ooh, that's always fun. Oh,
you're recording the Shames?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Got a new album?
Yeah.
New Shames.
Well, it's an EP. It's only four songs.
I don't care.
So
they're working on
awesome.
Badass.
Fucking love the Shames.
Love it. And so that was hella fun. And they were the first people to break in my new rubber floor. Did you enjoy my new rubber floor?
You have a rubber floor now?
Yeah, downstairs under the drums. Andrew, did you notice you're on rubber?
I'm not sure how I feel about the rubber floor.
Does it feel weird playing on that much rubber?
See, it's got him tripped up.
Dude, yeah.
Another beer.
You have to set everything up weird because it bounces more.
It's bouncy, so
wherever
you like
the pressure,
go up and down on. I'm trying to get sound.
Ride
the
seas, laddie. Ride the seas.
But it came from a livestock supply place, so it's impervious to urine. So feel free to just fucking let loose and
now that
piss everywhere.
I don't think I would offer that.
Now that your pants are already off.
Yeah.
Who needs the bottle?
To begin with. Who are you?
Real quick, the session could turn into a category on Pornhub. So.
Why?
Floor peeing?
Wow.
Or I guess if someone was standing there, it'd be a foot fetish thing?
I guess Ashley's out of luck because there's a lot of dudes in here.
Dude, that's fine by me. I'm in my element.
Yeah.
High five from across the room.
Woo!
Yeah. Only girl in a room full of guys.
She likes it like that.
No, I'm in paradise right now. This is great.
Nice.
Everybody's really hot, so I'm into it.
And then there's that odor of four men locked in a small room with you. You like that too, huh?
Jesus, Rory.
See, he's next to the window.
That was inappropriate. I draw the line.
There's creepy and there's sexy. You
right?
missed the mark.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But that's okay. You're
I aim
what,
to
practice?
Misplease.
You're out of practice, aren't you?
I don't even know where we are anymore, but let's...
What happened to Nick Ramirez? Why is he not
Yeah, where the
here?
Fuck is that? I wasn't weird when he
Nick
missed one show,
Ramirez,
but then
you
why
are
asked,
you here?
You read my thoughtless mind. That's right. Nick isn't here this week because Nick is busy in Hell Week for production.
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, a production that's coming out tonight.
Oh, well.
The very night you listen to this show is their opening night. They'll be running through next weekend.
He talked about
it is
being
the show Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll, which is part of why the lovely Ashley James is here on the show today.
Oh, that's great. Can you talk shit about what a pain in the ass Nick is?
Ashley, how has Nick's performance been as a performer?
Dude, Nick rules.
Oh,
We've
yeah.
had so much fun together. So I'm directing Nick in this piece. That's
kind
of responsible why he hasn't been around. And I felt bad that he couldn't, because he's in Hell Week, like you said. So I was like, well, I'll take your place. You know, I'll speak on your behalf. And he's like, well, fuck yeah. And he like,
well, do you
want pace around Shays, texting you, making sure it was okay.
Do you want to like ride co-pilot with me for the show?
Yeah.
All right, you'll just be my co-pilot.
Yeah.
Because you've taken the quiz. We don't need to do
I've
that
done
again.
It. I've done it. Yeah. It's I'd give the same answers, and that shit's boring. You can
exactly.
only hear how much I masturbate a week before it gets fucking old.
Really, it's really just Adam we're
going
to be giving
really.
The quiz to. Maybe Adam and the intern. Adam versus the intern is the quiz today, I think.
Oh, okay.
Wait, there's a quiz?
Yes.
So, but anyway, Nick is doing awesome. He's killing it, you guys. He got off book, which means he learned his lines without having to look at his script. Within a week, and I was...
Nice.
Yeah, it was
well
really impressive.
Done, dopey.
Dude, he's Nick. Killing this thing.
Like, if we're the seven dwarfs around here, Nick is totally dopey, so good job.
He's really, he's scary and awesome, so you guys nice. Have to come see it, because he
well,
will really blow
tell
you
us
away.
A little
cast.
About the show.
A couple black dudes in that shit, too.
there he is.
That's exactly his persona in the play, too. I'm not even joking, you guys. I'm not even joking.
Oh, I just suck his dick.
Exactly. Oh my God! I
just
I love
suck
you, Nick.
His
I'm dick.
We heard you say that already.
Fuck you, Nick.
Thank
yeah,
you,
can
Mike.
Everybody say "fuck you, Nick"? One, two, three.
Fuck you, Nick.
Nick.
That was spontaneous.
Save that.
Just stick that in anywhere, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a monologue, not a monologue. It's 10 monologues done by 10 different people. And it was written like 25 years ago, and it's still super relevant. So basically it's like, you know, a homeless guy that has a rant and a rich guy that's got a rant and an English druggy dude and Nick plays an ex-con. It's
Ooh, dangerous, Ramirez.
Actually, I think he's a current It doesn't matter, but it's really it's good. We're really proud of it, and Nick should be very proud of his work. He really, I can't say enough good things about the stuff that he's done.
Good, so what's good so on bad you, about incest then?
What?
So what's so bad about incest then?
Nick, we've talked about this. Calm not down. On the show. Okay.
Nick the Dick.
Yes. Thank you, Max.
I'm out now.
So who else is involved in the show?
Yeah, there's more than just Nick in it,
there's
right?
a lot of other Reno luminaries
there
involved
are.
With this production.
So some of those old school cats from Baruka when it first started, like Scott Dundas and yeah. Dave Richards and... let's see,
the
another
porn director, Dave Richards.
Yes, oof. The
you would have blown Dave Richards.
Yes, the Dave Richards.
Ah, yes, friends of the show.
Yes,
I'd like to.
Yes,
ask.
They are. Those guys are awesome. We always have beers after the show. They're so funny. Both of them kill me.
Dub beers.
Yeah. Well, the two of them do kind of just share a brain.
Yeah,
and have for
those
like
guys are homosexuals,
years.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, allegedly, Chewy. You were the one who made the allegation.
Okay.
Just saying.
Oh, wait.
But so that show, that opens tonight the 17th, and it's going to run, what is it, this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then again the following Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Right.
Have ticket sales been brisk?
No. So we've sold tickets to every single performance so far, and we expect it to sell out because there's so many cool people involved. So since you're listening to opening night, make sure you buy your tickets immediately because we do intend to sell out.
Or try to bum rush opening night instead before you go to Shays.
And just throw
go
money.
Go see theater.
Yeah.
About sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Maybe get some ideas for the evening.
Yeah, and then go to Shays and have sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
I don't go for sex or drugs or rock and roll.
Can you give me an address on where that's going to be held at one more time?
It's at Good Luck Macbeth.
Right next to Shays
right
Tavern.
Next
right,
Shays.
Yeah, we share a wall with Shays.
We were there last night.
Oh, great. Oh, that's convenient.
But if you don't know where Shays is, our theater is at 713 South Virginia.
Then get out of our town.
No, directly across the street from Mari Chewy's and
yeah.
Styx.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Styx Center with
Midtown.
Two chicks. Yeah. The heart of Midtown. It really is.
Yeah, just you'll kidding. See a Midbilly or two.
Plus, Shays is always the end of the night bar. No matter where you go, you always end up at Shays.
All right. Roads. And then the sun comes up.
Yep. And then you hate your life for the next 2 weeks.
I was at the Hideout quite late last night, actually. I went to Shays and then picked up Matt Bodie. I wasn't there.
You picked him up?
I picked him up.
On a corner?
Rather, well, anyways. Picked him up, took him over to the Hideout. The Hideout was... They have their cabaret license back. So the Hideout's trying to do events. They did punk rock acoustic there last night on
Kick
Sunday.
Ass. Yep. Yeah.
So it was kind of neat. No PA yet.
That's
but I'm
okay.
I'm trying to bug Nikki and the crew over there to try to do a fundraiser for some PA.
Yes. Seems like they wouldn't have a hard time making that money. Everybody loves the Hideout. Yeah.
And how many of their patrons have broken shit that could get fixed for cheap or free and get donated to the bar?
Me.
Just throwing it out there, Reno
Lots
music
of
scene.
Get together.
Come together for your favorite place to buy, what, $2 Pabst? It's a $2
Pabst. Like $2 for a beer. And some of the funner shows I've ever played was at the Hideout.
First bar I ever had a drink at in Reno.
I got my ass kicked out in front of Hideout.
I've gotten an invite to the Hideout.
That sounds terrible.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Why would someone be
glass
you
to the
I've
face.
Made out inappropriately with people at the Hideout in full view of everyone.
That doesn't That's shock me one bit. I believe that.
And then I peed my pants. What did you say, Rick?
And then you beat up Andrew.
And then I beat up Andrew. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, last time I played a show there, we had to move all the tables and chairs ourselves in order to get our PA and onto the stage.
Yeah.
You want to be famous, right. boy? You better work for it.
It's very professional.
Lift that pool table. Put your back into it.
Hell yeah.
All right. Well, speaking of all this rock and roll and mayhem, let's have a song. Or well, are your songs short?
Well,
yeah, they're short
some of them,
sweet,
yeah.
Because we know people have short attention.
What are you doing up here? So are you
we're going to do two quick ones.
All right. That's what Real I was quick. Hoping you'd say.
Did everyone tune?
Is that okay?
Yeah. But I don't want a tuning song right now.
We forgot that, Rick. Wow. It's okay. Don't worry about it. We'll fix it in post.
Yeah, nobody cares.
You're just punk rock.
It doesn't matter. You don't even have to know how to play. It's punk rock, man.
I mean,
it's supposed to sound like
so
that.
If it's a little out of tune.
Sorry.
Camping first?
Yes, sir.
All Let's right. Let's go camping, yeah, go camping guys. You guys like camping?
Christ! That was pretty tough.
I have a boner.
Score.
I
didn't realize how weird it feels sitting
and
playing.
Is that yours, Rory?
You sat in Blade?
No, that's yours.
I totally sported. I was like, fuck, I have to stand.
I totally sported Chubb in that transition between the two songs when Andrew just like went. Didn't even give me time to like press a ding or anything. That was awesome.
I'm giving girls and boys.
No, I love
caught Bodie off guard too. You forgot.
I love it when bands do that. Like it shows. Just give like, I mean, take a break after a few, but give me song, song, song. I'm here to listen to your music like it's on a record.
We're not here to pussy dick around. We're here to play some songs.
Yeah,
fucking
right.
Hey.
Well,
we're gonna
some
pussy
cock
dick
rock
a little
and roll.
Bit.
We'll play
it. I like the pussy
well.
Dick. That's actually really fun.
I'm opposed to that. I just like to go on record.
Well,
Rick,
I know you.
Rick
no
likes,
pussy dicking.
Rick hey. Likes dick
pussy.
Pussy
dicking's fun.
Rick
well,
likes
we
dick
just
pussy.
Don't tell Rick,
I can watch half of it. Okay.
So when you're watching porn, do you like just watch the girl parts or just watch the boy parts?
I like big hard.
I had a guy
cock.
Ask me that in college. He was trying to, you know,
they
start
asked him
a fight
that in college.
Oh, he wasn't trying to fuck you?
No. No.
Are you sure?
No, the guy who had his arm around me was. But he did. He was trying to start a fight with both of us.
Sounds like a three-way to me.
Yeah. It could have been, but fraternity guys don't really know what they want at that age. They have to get married, have kids, be really repressed, and pay for it later on in life.
Right.
At weird underground places. Men in rubber suits answer the door.
You've been to those places?
No.
You sound a little too familiar with those places.
Any rate, so Sabretooth Dragon.
Anyhow.
You guys have been playing for what, a week and a half?
Something like that, like 9 months, 10 months.
Fucking.
You're still a bit new on the scene here.
Sort of, yeah. Yeah. We've been playing together for about a year.
We've been playing shows for like 6 months, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Since like, about what, August of last year?
Yeah, August something.
The Boshi Bash?
Oh, no, it's just been a blur, man.
We did Guttermouth in that amount of time and was booked with TSOL, yeah. But they flaked. I mean, they couldn't make it over the pass.
They were afraid to drive through the snow that didn't fall.
Right.
Change.
You're looking at the mountain going, these guys said what? But, yeah.
That's just too bad.
But
those guys are homosexuals, allegedly.
Allegedly.
No, I don't think that's correct. But, yeah.
I like
so
them
we,
even more now.
We played like a handful of shows, what, 10 maybe, tops?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know.
I asked Rory about the band, and he sent me the list, and I was like, I love all those guys. This is going to be amazing.
Yeah, no, he was like, who's going to be on the show? What do I have to set up?
He said the name. I'm like, who
and
the fuck is that?
Typically, I'll like have a conversation with Rick, and there's, no, I just went to your about page on your Facebook, took a picture of it, and sent it to Rick. It's like, it's these guys.
Yeah.
You know what this means.
We're talking about STDs this show.
You know what STD means when I send you that message, Rick.
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah. And I want it all over my, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Plenty of STD for my
Sabretooth Dragon on your knob.
House,
yes.
Or it could be house. Shitting two dumps.
Or shit tank
on your
destroyer.
Knob.
So are you STD or Sabretooth
I like Sabretooth Dragon.
Sabretooth Dragon.
Well, it's because, like, yeah, well, listen, because, you know.
Trogdor!
Exactly. That's
just
why.
Just let it out, brother. Let it out, brother.
Exactly.
Let it out.
Okay,
just
a
preach.
Long time ago, in a land far away.
There's a dragon. It had
Fernley.
Some teeth.
Yeah. There was
yeah, it's Sabretooth Dragon, but we like to fuck around with the acronym a lot. So we often
nice.
Come up with different names.
Like MDC.
Yeah, exactly.
In the grand tradition of great punk rock.
Yep.
Suck the dicks.
Wow. That's a that's
saves
bold.
The day.
Such conviction.
Yeah.
If we go with saves the day, then it's
okay,
like we're already
fine.
Famous.
Shut the door.
I don't
tell
girls
the
name of my band when I introduce. If I like the girl, I just go, it's Sabretooth Dragon. And then they later on figure out the abbreviation.
That's
they,
a good
then
way
like,
to
oh,
you don't,
that's
you don't
clever.
Like to hit on girls with STD?
That's so clever.
Yeah, I meant telling girls your band's name is STD is not the best come on.
That is herpes, guys.
It's the reason I'm alone.
and have a cat.
And it's funny when you ask them to like you on Facebook, like STD.
I love that, yeah.
Like our STD.
Just like our STD.
I have unliked you and re-liked you a number of times just because it's funny to me.
Oh, Rory liked us. Oh, Rory liked us.
Depends on who you're with that night. You'll like us or unlike us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't want to know you like STD.
Shh. Ah.
Awkward Science is brought to you by...
Don't touch your cable.
Yeah. Crossing the streams. I get there is no Pinky Polansky anymore. The liver scars?
Yeah, well, it's all about whatever Felix is doing.
Well,
right?
Felix doesn't bring us booze anymore, so fuck him.
It's so true. Why? No, really. I think Mike bought the beer tonight, so this could be brought to us
by
Mike.
Brought to you by Red Mercury. This awkward moment of silence.
Red Mercury.
Yay, Red Mercury!
Hey, who has a new CD, a second posthumous CD review coming out in the next month's issue of the Reno Tahoe Tonight.
Yeah, and you can listen to and or purchase the CD on
SoundCloud?
Yeah, it's solely on SoundCloud. Bandcamp. I knew it was one of those. Bandcamp.com, Red Mercury.
Till morning.
That's what you're looking for. Fucking rad.
I hated it.
I loved it. I thought it was awesome.
It is some of the worst crap, self-indulgent bullshit I've ever heard.
Oh, well, you know, and it's just a guy jacking off in his room by himself.
Really? Like 45 minutes of...
For real. And you know he was in his underwear the whole time he was doing it?
So is the climax just a...
And then
water came out.
And then Rick, snap your Zippo.
Just a little water.
And then just a little
drippy.
Well, you know, after like 8 hours of meth jacking, then like water comes out. I don't know why.
It's just water.
What
is,
no, it's not even,
it becomes a continuous stream at that point.
It's not white or anything. It's
Ashley has a question.
You need
here.
To stop and rewind and tell me.
Wait, let me.
Yeah, we forgot there's a girl in the room.
Okay, we've rewound. What do you need to be told?
Did you say street jacking? What did you
say? No, meth jacking.
Meth jacking. What the fuck?
When men meth do jacking. Meth, and I don't know if this happens to girls too, you end up like by yourself near the end for several hours and you just masturbate and masturbate and masturbate for like 4 or 5 hours.
And you
can't sleep and you don't finish. Yeah. And then when you do finally finish, it's like not normal.
Yeah.
It's like not white. It's like watery and clear.
That happens?
It's just bizarre.
Is that real?
Well, yeah.
And I didn't actually, I want people to know, I didn't actually do this. I just heard. So
it's not unlike
well, Bodie said, "Yep, he's like, yep."
Yeah, I was picking pipes out of air freshener. Oh, never mind. What the hell, you guys? STDs.
I put together this 2,000-piece puzzle. Yeah, that's what.
Share needles and
holy
condoms.
Shit.
Ashley is shocked, and Ashley is no stranger to toilet humor, but she's shocked and appalled by this.
I'm sorry.
No, it's.
I'll apologize for the. Not group.
So does that happen to girls on meth too, or?
How the fuck would I know?
Oh, good. Well, you're going to have to do some meth and find out.
I'm with you in the no meth club.
Don't mess it up.
Good kids.
Get back to us.
Stay that way. Do like Mr. T says. Stay in school. Don't be a fool.
Like your mom.
Damn, your grandmother did stay in school.
I'm going to kick her ass one of these days. I'm going to pull her out of the closet and beat the shit out of her.
Oh, speaking of little bastards, hey, I'm looking forward to having my garden tilled.
I'm going to drop his little punk ass name, Mr. Jaden Reed, my punk ass little gangster wannabe son.
How old is he?
He's going to go clean up poop in Midtown. So if you know my name, Mike Reed, and you need poop cleanup, call me.
Why don't you just put him in jail?
He's cursing his parents out. Yeah. His nuclear parents, his stepdad and his mom. He's acting a fool.
Put that boy to work.
And he may or may not have to come live with dad.
So you're making him clean up shit instead of washing his mouth out with shit?
So if you have dog shit, I love dog shit because it's like stinks and sucks. You have to pick it up kind of by handish.
Yo, I got two dogs and a backyard full of goat heads.
Yeah.
Oh,
get out there barefoot.
Four dogs.
Facebook.
He puts it on Facebook. This poor kid's going to have like over 100 hours of work on his plate.
Oh, no. I told him.
Backed up to his dad.
He's slick. He's on Facebook. And I posted a little Facebook.
Yo, I live in Midtown. I'll hit you up after the show.
I told him. I told his mom. I said, make sure he checks his Facebook. Because I got plenty of volunteers like so far.
You had like 20 people hit them.
And if you could stop being a little shithead, they might pay you for it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd gladly pay for that. If I don't have to do it myself, hell yeah. Creates I'd pay a kid $20 to do that shit.
Yeah, shit's dope. You know,
so. Now, is, what age is he? Is he
12. He'll be 13
okay.
next month.
Okay.
He can get his contractor's license.
In a few weeks, perfect he's going to be 13 going on 50, so he thinks he knows
perfect
everything.
Time to get some calluses on his hands. Yeah.
Sure. Sure. And some good building character.
Get, strap maybe. Your boots on, boy.
I love you, son, but you're a jackass right now.
Best part is you get to watch him hate I just get every to, second of it.
Yeah, but
and
I get to go see all my friends
and do it all,
and go kick it with
him
while
it all, like,
he gets
slow
to
as
pick
possible.
Up shit. I think it's great. I think it's totally awesome. I'm going to go see Rory. I'm going to go see Faith. I'm going to see Josh. I'm going to see May May, who's going to have something for him.
Come
She's
by
like, I don't have dog shit, but I'm going to have him fucking. May May's going to tear him up. Yeah,
come by in the afternoon done. For me so it's nice and hot.
So this weekend I have him pretty full booked. I might get you on Sunday.
That's cool. That's again in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah,
swim
I got
meet
him.
In the morning.
I got,
yeah, that's cool.
So I don't know. As opposed to beating the tar out of him, I guess.
You're right. Make him hurt himself doing things. And then your hands are clean. Uh-huh. That's the way my folks did
Make
it.
Make him hurt himself.
I'd bloody my knuckles and get calluses and they'd pop open and I'd fall and I'd hurt my knee and because I didn't know how to do it right. And then they'd make me do it again and mow the lawn and a piece of wood would come flying out of it and hit me in the face. And yeah.
Jeez, you know. Calm down, Morrissey.
Life is so horrible. Is that?
I'm
just talking about it. I'm bringing
that sounds like a song I heard
all
time.
The memories, and I realize,
oh no,
I need a fucking shot of gin.
Where are you?
It's called a lawnmower, not a wood mower.
Thank you,
thank you, Rory.
Yes, and I was like 14, and I didn't want to do it anyway. And I don't care how close I came to the wood chips. Ow! Yeah, kind of.
My daddy is the best.
That whole going slow and doing it wrong thing, I was kind of a master of that.
Well, yeah. To this day.
Thank you. And now, coming up next.
My dad abides.
We have.
More music.
More music!
Some more songs?
Yeah. They're punk songs, so you can do like 5 in about 3 minutes, right?
Certainly.
Yeah, probably.
about it. Take another hit with her.
At the end, it sounded like you weren't all sure it was ending until the bass did something.
We were giving them their space.
Sucks.
Honey, honey.
Picture Andrew down there by himself.
It's actually everybody pretty close to exactly critic. The same way we play it every single time we play it.
Is it?
Yeah, surprisingly.
I thought that was different.
You guys are awesome. You've officially made me a
rad.
Fan.
Yeah.
Nice.
Super
hey.
Fucking, like, I'm into you guys.
Sweet.
This is exactly
awesome
what
shit.
I expected.
Actually.
Yeah.
So you're
hell
saying
yeah.
you enjoy STDs?
These ones that I'm looking at, yes, absolutely.
Hey, like if you ask, if it's mutual and you guys both have the same STD, can't you guys like? Isn't there an online dating for guys with STDs?
I think there is. Yeah, like a.
If there's not, right. there should.
What
be.
Is that? Is that like farmers.com? What's that
yeah.
site called?
Yeah, yeah. You don't like, have to be lonely.
Yeah.
Or STDs.
Yeah.
Herpaids.com.
Yeah. Say like, look, you got it, I got it, let's get together.
Well, what if it's, what if
you
they
got
call
it, I got it, let's get together.com.
That sounds like a genius porn site.
You guys should be the spokespeople for that.
I want to add that this is like pretty much how practice goes with us guys too. So, I mean, we just sit here and just make fun of our name, the whole practice. Sit there and go back and forth.
As soon awesome. As you guys get buttons, I'll fucking wear it. I don't
right.
know.
Hell
fuck.
Yeah.
Gotta love the irony too. My name's A Dick, and I'm in a band called STD.
Love your A Dick
support
and
your
STD.
Local STDs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gonna write that down. How that's come both funny.
Of my I'm A Dick, and I've immersed myself in STD.
A Dick.
Infectoskeletons. STD. It's like.
Speaking of A Dick, I need a Dick and a fake Rick to have microphone access, and then I need my music.
Oh, and you need your music. Oh, I get it.
Yes, like I teased
oh, should
before.
Somebody in there give up their fucking, their spot so that,
That's fine with me.
That'd be easier, cool. Yeah.
I don't want to lose my spot, so. So who's already taken it and who should he come sit in the spot of? Dude, and who needs to
I'll
pee?
Totally everybody else
question.
Is, everybody
totally
else is taking
it. I'll go kick
it
because I've been on this show a lot and you yeah. have something to say.
No, I don't.
I need to pee.
You are the front man,
oh, and,
front
and, you
runner.
Know, you know, Rick just took this
single,
when his band was
single, disease-free
on.
Gentleman.
Oh, wait, he did
otherwise,
just take
with
it
the band, I get, we get jokes
can't,
and stuff.
He can't even
but
do
this
it.
Guy is wonderful.
Damn it.
And Matt Bodie. You have
good answer.
You know, Tom's
he needs
here.
To come chill.
And,
come
but
on.
Red Mercury's been on twice, but it was a long time ago.
I may sound come, like a jackass.
I'll just come back in and play the blues when you tell me to.
Hmm. Who's Red Mercury?
No, let's just. It's a band that broke up.
Oh, okay.
But not really.
But we
but
have to
really.
Have you well, versus him because right. everybody's here's.
Well, no, actually,
so
no, let's
now?
Just, I'm just going to give you the quiz solo because
oh.
everybody
oh,
else
this
is really
awesome.
Taking it.
So it's totally masturbatory whether or not you win over yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, so you want the music,
you really
Rory?
Enjoy using that word masturbate, don't
yeah.
you? That's at least the fifth or sixth time this show.
Well,
did
so I do I. Did I reference guys touching themselves? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Why are you
all
judging?
Right, hit me
oh,
with it.
Word.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and most specifically, a dick. It's time for the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask you, sir, a series of uncomfortable and awkward questions that may or may not be broadcast across the internet, and I will be judging you silently. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, excellent. Your first question, worth 100 points.
back door, entrance or exit?
Both.
A bold
thank you,
man.
Jesus. See me after the show.
The bathroom door.
Not me.
Wait a minute. Is that for yourself?
No,
or
not
when
for
you're...
myself.
Okay, so you got to clarify. You got to clarify. No,
it's an exit, but I also
no
go in there.
No clarification.
All right.
We do not change the questions.
When you use the toilet, is the door open or closed?
Closed.
Okay. Good man.
Is there a right or wrong answer to that one?
How many books do you own? Yes, there is. There's also a right or wrong answer to this.
35.
35. That's kind of a wrong answer.
Does he win money?
What was the last book you read?
Ooh. Lord of the Flies.
I just saw that on TV.
Yeah.
The old black and white one, not the color one.
Yeah, that's a good book.
Trapped,
I saw that too.
Trapped on a desert island. Your lover, your brother, or your mother. Who do you cannibalize first?
Brother.
Mom. Not much hesitation there. In all of history, who do you start a fist fight with?
Ooh. Danzig. Glenn Danzig.
Glenn Danzig.
Nice. I love that.
Good answer.
That guy's a dude.
When he's getting old, so you can fucking knock him
and
over.
And you can totally kick his ass.
And
like, I've watched him get knocked out.
Even, with
like,
he, even if he brought his cats with him.
It's been like 30 years since that mother
say
video.
Say you're going on a cross-country road trip. Who is the celebrity that will be in the buddy movie that is your trip?
Charlize Theron, just because she's fucking hot.
Oh, good.
Excellent answer.
Damn, I knew
I
liked him.
I don't care if we get along or not.
What is your favorite food to have when you're drunk? What's your drunk food?
Hamburger. No, sorry, cheeseburger.
Soylent Green.
It's got to be
and
cheese.
And now it's a follow-up to that. What would your last meal be?
Ooh.
So you're going to Mars forever.
Ice cream cake.
That
really?
Is really good.
That's interesting.
Well, that's going to be hard to get on Mars.
When the cake's all frozen. Oh.
Yeah.
Why does it have to be Mars? It could be like Death Row. They'll bring you whatever you want.
Where, upon your death, where would you haunt?
Where would I haunt?
Yes, where would you choose to be a ghost at? Where would you haunt?
Buy that off me?
Disneyland. That would be a lot of fun.
If you were being led to a gas chamber by a comedian in a clown suit, which comedian would you prefer?
Dave Chappelle.
Don't get comfortable with
Dave
that.
Chappelle. Good answer. Excellent answer. We like that.
That's my bitch.
What was the first album you ever purchased with your own money?
Ooh.
We're having a fight over here.
We're ignoring
it. R.E.M. I think it's called Epiphone.
Good.
Epi something or other.
Faggot.
Yeah, R.E.M. Faggot. That was like,
you remember
the name
of
the album.
God, it was big in the
80s.
Drop the F-bombs. Yeah, big in the
80s. And what was the first concert you ever went to? Not just a show, but your first rock concert.
Ooh, well, first local show I went to was Sucker Punch. First big
nice.
Show I went
That's
to
good.
Was The Offspring with Good Riddance.
I love both those.
Dirty Cocksucker.
Good Riddance is one of my favorite
offspring,
bands.
More Offspring, but yeah, Good Riddance.
Offspring before they got... lame as fuck.
Yeah. When searching the internet for manly inspiration, as you would have it, your search to jerk.
Oh.
What are your favorite keywords you use on your favorite website?
You know,
see,
Machida's Asian skinny teen. Black chicks.
Skinny teen.
BBW. MMF.
Honey,
vegan
we they understand the question.
Lemon
Riku.
Party.
No, Riku.
Waffle.
No,
Riku.
Not
she's just going,
milk.
Dude. Put milk. Her back in the closet.
That. Friggin' thing up.
Shaved.
Not
Big
preteen,
Bush.
Honey.
Honey.
Devil's three slot?
Stop.
Wow.
Stop, honey. Right now.
Bitch.
Oh, my God.
You want to fight, little girl? I'm going to fuck you up. I'm 37.
And now, Adam, please to be describing the age and circumstances of your deflowering.
Oh, yeah.
Age and circumstance?
Yeah, how old were you?
Shit, I was a late bloomer. I was 19.
All right, nothing wrong with that.
But,
no.
That but I did lose
me
it
to think
a
about
10.
It.
She was hot as fuck.
And what were the circumstances?
I thought you meant she was 10.
she was 10.
Yeah, she was 10.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah.
Ten.
The girl in the background, you know.
Now the truth comes out.
She's not 10 yet.
Yeah, I was 19. She was 10. When you're 30, it's not illegal, so.
Oh.
No, it was... this girl I had been kind of pining after for a little while, she finally was just like, hey, let's go fuck.
I'll pity Dude. Fuck you.
And then we went and did that. Yeah, pretty much. It was awesome, though. She was hot as fuck.
Well, like where? In a car?
Let's
on a rooftop?
Thank you.
On a mountain?
In the
her
car
vagina.
In the mountains.
All right.
Wow.
Nice.
Literally, let's just go drive somewhere and bang on the side of a road.
Yeah, out in Verde. Oh.
Fucking
it. Perfect. Car sex is the best.
That's
car
what you
sex
do.
Is the best.
That's what you do when you're from Verde. You fucking do drugs.
And cars. What else is there?
All right, now we're going to switch over to our rapid fire.
Rapid
I
fire!
I thought we did that here.
We do that here, too. We do that everywhere.
Bring the red hot fire.
Rip Taylor or Richard Simmons?
Rip Taylor.
Okay, good man.
Nice.
Good answer.
I knew confetti. I liked him.
Beer or alcohol?
Beer.
All right. Weed or beer?
Weed.
All right. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Beatles or Elvis?
Beatles.
Killing it.
All right. Yeah. So you're in a world where you can only have the Beatles or Star Wars. Which is it?
Star Wars.
Yeah. Good work.
Putting up awesome. Big numbers here. Big numbers.
Yeah. He's going to score like
puke
me.
Puke or diarrhea?
We should have went head to head because I'm a fucking
three-time
winner.
What?
Because I can sit down.
Beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
Right.
Yeah.
AIDS or cancer?
Ooh, what kind of cancer? Actually, no, AIDS, because that's pretty, well, I guess HIV is kind of handleable, but I don't know about full-blown AIDS. That's
at
a
least
toughie.
With cancer, you
if
can
it was
tell
like
your
skin cancer, I guess cancer.
Honey.
Damn. Oh, my God. God.
What the hell?
What were we talking about?
Every time I come here, that girl gets hard, more hardcore.
Blame
what
Uncle
are you
Rick
doing to her?
And lots of sugar.
Yeah, how are you getting these recordings, by the way? It's a little creepy.
Dude, I know how he does
and
it.
And it'll happen at Christmas
later.
Time.
I'll tell you
later. Wow.
Yeah, there's... Shout out to my little girl, Riku. She's awesome, dude.
Princess Bombs. Check us out at Mary Anarchy.
That's great.
Rick.
Oh, would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Red hair? Just because I'm not gay?
Homophobe. Shaved or hirsute?
Two gingers in our band.
Wait, say that again?
Shaved or hairy?
Oh, shaved.
Shaved, okay.
Circumcised or not?
What did she say?
Circumcised or not?
She has a cold. Circumcised or not?
Oh, yeah, circumcised. No extra
flaps. Who would you do? Caitlyn Jenner or Chaz Bono?
Dude.
No.
Nickelback or Coldplay?
Nope.
You gotta pick one.
Nope.
I would stay with the same answer. No. All right.
Coldplay or a cold sore?
Ooh, Coldplay. Cold sores are for life. Coldplay you can turn off.
Depends on how much Coldplay that is. Is it mandatory Coldplay?
Rick, got any more rapid fires for me?
No, I totally. I can't think. Of anything
I think those are all of our
questions. Yeah, I mean, I win.
All right,
it was quick to go through with only one guy.
I think he
13
wins.
Points. Good
oh,
job!
Sweet.
Yay!
You win.
I don't know what that means, but awesome.
This is the first time I've done the podcast and not won. You know this,
yeah,
right?
I kicked your ass, Mike.
It's like
Mike,
I stepped out.
Do you know how many of those were pity wins?
What was your first album you bought?
I have these written down. I have your scores.
I told you it was REM.
I missed that one.
Epa something or other.
I keep
sucks.
All these scores in a
yeah no
mine's NWA straight out of comp.
Mike, I keep all the scores on an Excel spreadsheet at home, and actually, you're ranked 47th out of everyone who's ever taken.
That
the quiz.
Sucks.
And I keep a similar spreadsheet, but it's just
so
about
that
who
just
cut.
Means I'm a most shitty
right.
company.
So
when
am
I
ranked
13,
or did I get 13 right?
You got 13 points.
And that
so
means
my rank,
but you get a win.
That
so
means you're a little under Dave
legit.
Richards.
Yeah, he needs to come back.
But above Jackson.
Good job. Right. That's a good place to be between those two.
Between Jackson and
Andrew!
Dave, there's a lot of beard there.
You still alive down there, brother?
Jeez,
you're on a radio show, right?
Hanging out. Hey,
what are we doing?
It's fucked up. We leave the drummer downstairs. We're all having a party in here. Beers and pretty girls and Rory.
I could use another beer. That's
and a pretty girl.
We have a Rory
thinking.
And a pretty
we have
girl.
An intern that can bring you a beer.
There is beer.
Can the intern please bring me a beer then?
Intern,
that
get
be
that
amazing.
Beer for Andrew.
That does mean the intern has to come in here because it was your bright idea to have him leave it in here.
Yeah.
We
have
ass.
All the beer.
Nobody's thinking
right
that,
there.
Andrew.
Right.
Nobody,
right
do
there.
Not make eye contact
nobody
with any of us.
The drummer.
Hey,
keep
I gotta
your
say,
eyes down.
He is punctual. That was almost immediate.
He looked right at Adam. He didn't give a shit. He don't care. He's
he
like,
really
that
wants that point and his stage notes. I'll tell you that much.
So is this like for a credit? Like the last intern you had many moons ago?
We have had an intern that was here for college and got credit. for a recording
that
class.
One.
That's pretty awesome.
At UNR.
That's pretty cool. Does that happen a lot or just that one guy?
Usually, yeah, just that one. Normally, it's people who are like, I really want to learn more about recording. And every week, we do a full setup for an entire band, record everything, break it all down, then mix and master it. So it's like a full recording session every single week.
And then in the midst of all that, they also have to break down, set up this shit, and then break this back down and set up whatever recording's happening for the week.
Right. And so it's like, and I feel less shitty about having them do the podcast because nobody gets paid, so it's
no
big deal
cares?
Not paying them. Yeah.
Well, I have to say, it's super interesting watching you guys work. It's cool. I like it. Mm. Shut up, Rory.
Let's go back to work.
I was feigning interest. I could have said, hey, how
Let's
about
go ahead
that?
And just go back to
Isn't
work.
That something?
But the look in your eyes when you did that, there was mischief in those eyes, sir.
Isn't there always?
I can masturbate without blowing myself.
Exactly. Chewy, oh my God, that was uncalled Chewy. For.
I'm going to pee on this guy's face out of my butt.
Who's Chewy?
He's a big guy that's usually here, but he's not. Today, so we just have recordings of him.
Wow, girl!
Oh,
you
why'd
look
you
like
ruin it? I mean, I gotta believe that he was here. I thought he was in the fucking room.
Like he was in the other room talking.
I want to meet the Chewy guy. Chewy, you seem like an interesting
the
fellow.
The magic of fake radio.
So, what can I do in life to make men suck my dick?
Theater of the mind.
You can just play those random clips
and Chewy. That's also my answer. Mind control.
I think Mike wants to play a song. He's sitting there.
Mike looks like he's ready
more
to
stuff.
Play.
Oh, so
some more songs.
We have this cover song that we do.
Oh,
it's this 80s band.
Journey?
No.
I love
close,
it.
But we'll let you figure it out. We'll let you figure it out.
Okay. Can I shout it out and stop the show in the middle to tell you?
We're cliche.
You can try, but
it
I don't
gets
think
played
we're
on the
stop.
Radio like every 5 minutes. You probably know the song. Feel free to sing along. Doesn't start out like that.
I don't mind you coming here.
so good.
I love that song.
We're a new band.
I like that song a lot.
Yeah, good.
Every time I hear that song on the radio now, I just want it to speed up.
Right, yeah. I've always thought somebody should do a punk rock of that. Cars was one of the most punk rock mainstream bands at the time. Rad. It really speed everything up, and it's still a great punk rock tune.
Like, yeah.
Listen to their album. Listen to their albums that are made recorded at 33 at 45, and it'll sound like the Chipmunks death metal. It's awesome. That was. Are you going to do another one, or are we going to be talking here?
Should we do another one?
You're still standing, still. So I think we're going to do it again.
Still standing. That's a good point.
I want to play fucking all the songs. Goddamn no, but let's just play the ones that we chose.
Should
first.
We just throw one more in? Let's do. One about the place that's not there anymore. But.
Alcohol neuropathy?
Maybe we do something about that.
Yeah. Do that one? Let's do that one. Ooh. This is a catchier drinking song.
Catchy?
It's kind of nice. Catchy.
I'll sing it in an Irish, ready, Irish accent for you.
There you go.
Perfect.
I'll make it interesting for you.
Sláinte. That's a song your parents can be ashamed of.
All right.
Did you hear my accent?
Yeah.
Was this on point?
Throughout the whole thing, it was totally there.
Isn't that weird how Irish, UK people can sing like it's like all American?
That really weirded me out.
Well, hey, it's suitable. It's St. Patrick's Day, right?
Oh, yeah. You fuckers.
Oh, you fuckers.
Hey, please be safe out there if you are listening on St. Patrick's Day. Don't forget, driving and cabs are cheap and free.
And by the way,
otherwise you'll see me in the drunk tank.
Matt Bode over here, his other band, is playing
his other band
at Shays, Del Mar.
Who's your other band?
You're in another band?
Yeah, he's in another band.
Del Mar with
us. Oh.
You're playing at Shays tonight? Who are you playing with besides Del Mar? Are there any other bands on the bill?
STD. He's going to play again.
Oh,
really?
Oh, I think we might be playing it. I think we're showing up with our gear. We're going to go hang out, too.
The
and
only
hang
difference.
Out with Uncle Bud. And yeah.
It's going to be great.
And the lovely
I can't
Nicole.
Wait. And the lovely Nicole. And Mike Martinez.
Yeah.
Or Martin, whatever he calls himself these days.
That'll be pretty cool.
What time are you guys playing? Do you know?
I think the show starts when everyone's after drunk? 10.
In the nighttime.
After 10?
That's usually always the Shays thing.
Reno Rock and Roll
after 10.
So
yeah.
Then they can come see the show, our show, and then turn around and go to Shays.
You better
see you guys.
Yeah. Right. See?
Teamwork,
win,
dream work.
Win, a win.
Wild, yeah. Crazy night of awesomeness, ladies and gentlemen. We've lined it up for you. You know, you have your date plans.
And they're right next door to each other,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Right. And they're all within walking distance of where you want to be.
Just get a cab down there.
Free corned beef and cabbage at Shay's that day, too.
Oh, that too.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to wear...
For all you vegans out there, there's potatoes and stuff.
Is that really free corned beef and cabbage?
Fucking
that's
right.
That's what she said, yeah.
And they do it right over there.
Yeah, they do. They usually do something over there.
Doesn't
they
kill give it. You the win something serious, though?
Yes.
I would imagine cabbage.
I don't care.
Cabbage is known for that.
That's the thing, corned beef and cabbage.
It's my gut.
It's that's why we live it right.
That's why we live in amongst the hills with the sheep and the wind, because who cares what you smell
You've got to take the corn and the beef.
Sexually.
Cornhole and
cock
beef.
It in a fucking barnacle. In the barnacle. The barrel.
The barnacles will be flogging their mollies. And,
yes, every
and,
racist holiday I love.
Cornhole in their beef.
Yes.
Sexually.
And other Irish things.
There's a lot of stuff going on tonight, but really, please be safe out there. We want you all to have a great time because it is one of the greatest holidays of the season. Second only to, like, three other holidays.
Just stay out of jail.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You can get into trouble, just stay out of jail.
Drink a shitload, just don't drive afterwards.
Yep.
Please don't drive and kill yourself.
And if you're going to walk, stay on the sidewalk.
Or me.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, like, weren't we talking about that at the beginning of the show? Some dude has been hit by, like, three cars or something.
Speaking of, we're drawing up close to Merry Anarchy time. This year's Merry Anarchy benefit is Mr. Kula Dunn, good friend of the show, good friend of all the bars.
Kula's a good-hearted
man. And the underground music scene for many years. He got hit by a car. We love him, so we're going to take care of him and raise him some money at Merry Anarchy. The list is set. Nick's got it all in his head. But I can tell you that both days this year has a change. We're not starting until 6 o'clock.
Why?
Because nobody shows up on Saturday between 3 and 6.
I do. Me and Mike, we're up there fucking 10 o'clock. They should open fucking Jub Jubs at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
What in the fuck?
That's
some days
why.
I would like to be
me and you are the only ones fucking there.
We're the only ones that want to... Okay.
Yeah. Unless
well, fuck,
50
Mike
bucks
and Bodie are here. Big deal.
And just for me and Nick,
I played in front of two people.
Putting the show, just for putting us putting the show on, we it's a lot of energy. It's a lot of time, and we think it would be better spent focusing on a few fewer hours.
I agree. And getting it more.
I think less is more.
Exactly.
Yeah, a little more condensed.
I mean, and it's a little bit of decreasing rate of returns. Merry Anarchy has returns. Merry Anarchy has been around for 11 years now, and you know, listenership does flag. And it's hard to get people to come out for the same event for that great, you know, the big long one. That was really in Mary's
honor.
Hey,
kudos to everybody.
And
that
kept up for a few years, but since then people are tired.
We're getting old, man.
We're getting off. Nobody gets off work till 6 or 7 o'clock on Friday.
Whenever I play that show, I always feel good about myself.
Good, thank you. We appreciate
your
support.
And I played it a couple times with just Delmar.
Well, you did
maybe.
Delmar, and then
yeah,
you did
Delmar
yourself.
Both times. But like they felt good about it, and I'm Bud, and everyone was like,
well, "It's a grassroots charity fundraiser thing. Yeah. There's no extra. I mean, Nick takes out a little for
hey,
his
you
time.
You guys
and
killed
effort,
it,
but
man.
He's
a melting pot of Delmar different musicians. It's so cool too. Like you get like this, that, the, you know, you get all kinds of stuff, and then you know, you just gotta pick.
And it's all Reno bands except for Kittenhead, who always supports Reno.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you turned
shout
me
out
to that
Kittenhead.
Band.
I love
and
you guys. Love
there
Kittenhead.
Are.
Love all of you, Kittenhead.
They're the headliner on, I believe, Saturday night.
Shut your fucking.
No, maybe
face.
It's Friday
shut
night.
Your mouth
yeah.
Right now.
Well,
dude, that bass player is a babe.
To them.
Yeah, Didi or VJ.
Dude, that dance.
Oh, they're all hot.
That dance that she has. Jesus.
Oh yeah, VJJ. She is so hot.
VJJ jumps all around.
Yeah,
they're all hot.
In those tight
awesome.
Little checkered hot pants.
Oh, yeah.
Female
oh,
bass player, I'm sold.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
But no, and then she and the hot
I
Asian guitar player,
in a long time.
They'll switch guitars in the middle of the set while the lead singer basically is stripping down from a fur coat to a schoolgirl outfit to lingerie and boots.
Awesome.
It, like throughout the whole set, like the whole show. They're
sounds
fucking
like
amazing.
Some
they're
badass
so
bitches.
Badasses.
Yeah.
And they're such killer
and they
musicians.
Will kick your ass.
They're awesome. And they're but they're actually really nice too. I mean, when I met them, they were fucking killer broads.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. No, there's I've become great friends.
I'm proud to know
Facebook.
Them, and I have a good friendship with the band members, and somehow Infecto and us forged a weird alliance.
Right?
That was a great show.
Alliance.
It makes no sense, you know what I mean? But like,
it was a great show.
Yeah, we did the Knitting Factory show with them, and they drew a shit ton of people.
Yeah. Yeah, so happy. They, Rito, I know Kittenhead thanks you all for supporting them over the years. So come out and see him again at Mary Anarchy because it'll be a good time.
Kittenhead's there.
Always a good time, Mary Anarchy. I think I pretty much the whole town knows I have a good time at Mary Anarchy.
I know.
And Vague Choir, I believe, is, Vague Choir, I believe, is our other headliner.
Oh, sweet. And what day is Mary Anarchy?
The weekend of May.
Yeah, let's talk.
It's like the first or second weekend of May. Nick's got all the information,
and
but,
I think our bands
but he's
are
such
both
a flake,
it, so.
He can't even come to this show. So I don't know.
That's my fault. Flake.
Andrew, what do you think?
Everybody, fuck you, Nick. 1, 2, 3.
Fuck you, Nick.
That was a good take. That was a really. Good
are you
take.
Awake now, Andrew?
He's not even on the fucking
he's
mic.
Out
are you there?
Coffee.
He had to
he's
go
smoking
pee
weed
or
something.
Smoking weed in the garage. Bull.
Crap. I
fucking
was going to say.
Shit, if I was banned to my own island, I would have been fucking off a long time, too.
We could play him out. We could
poor
play
guy.
Him out.
I know.
Like, I got to go home.
He's all up on Tinder.
He's packed up. He's gone.
He's up on. He's on Grindr trying to find a date.
Swiping left.
Swiping left.
Grindr.
So, since we mentioned Nick again and the sex, drugs, and rock and roll, shoot us the details one more time here at the end of the show. Where is it? When is it?
It's
and how much does it cost?
Oh, thank you. It's at the Good Luck Macbeth Theater the 17th tonight through the 26th. So, every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for the next 2 weeks.
Six shows, people.
Six shows.
Six
we do
shows.
Intend to sell them out. It starts at 7:30. Our doors open at 7. And it's... 15 in advance and 18 at the door, but I would really suggest that you get them
in
advance.
Advance.
Yes.
Good Luck's been having a good run the last couple seasons. Lots of shows are selling out.
Yeah, we're killing it right now. It's awesome.
I wish I was an actor. I think I can act. You know.
Why don't you come out?
Come out to an audition.
Can I? Do you guys think I could be a good actor?
You think you'd be a
big
good
personality.
Anything you want to be.
Yeah. I'm full of life and. I want to experiment with my
sexuality.
That too, yeah.
Hey, Rick, he's full of life. He wants to experiment.
I mean, fair warning.
We're leaving this guy here with you, Rick.
Yeah. The theater community is full
off.
Of sluts. We're all big sluts.
Yeah.
We are. So
yeah.
Nothing shocks any of us, really.
So no. Why not become an actor?
I remember back at acting
sluts.
Camp.
Yeah, there's no this one time at band camp with theater kids.
No.
This one time backstage.
Yes, exactly. Or at one time at the cast party.
This
yeah,
every time.
There you go. One time at a cast party.
This every time.
Oh, all right. And you guys, all right, so you're playing on St. Patrick's Day tonight, but what other shows do you have coming up?
We have April 9th with the return of InfectoSkeletons.
Dirty Four.
And it's the Dirty Four. We have the dirtiest rock bands in town together. We have the Sex Devils. We have Reno, We Have
Sex
a Problem.
Devils.
Yeah,
fucking
those
nice.
Those losers.
STD and InfectoSkeletons. First time out
it's
in front of people with
lineup.
A new bass player. And
now, who wants to put money on whether or not Logan is going to have a streak in his underwear when he strips down or not?
Well,
I always
Logan.
Bet on that. I always bet on that.
Who is Logan?
Logan's the guitar
like Logan,
player for Arena We Have a Problem.
You've seen a drunk guy with no shirt on?
Oh, yeah.
And
he's always in his underwear.
He always, like, before the set starts, he drops trow and takes his shirt off.
And he's a skid kid, you say?
I love Logan.
I don't think so.
He wears dark underwear to hide it.
I've noticed a ghost a couple of times. So I'm always kind of...
He was decked out last
he
time.
He looked
we
so
did
fucking good
it.
Last show.
Yeah.
Tell him what was he wearing.
He had started
we
wearing darker colors.
What was he wearing, Mike? What was he wearing?
He was wearing a beautiful nightgown.
Black fucking... No, this
black,
is sexy as hell. Go ahead.
Tight with fishnets.
Yeah.
Ooh.
His hairy thighs were fucking...
He was I had a man it. Blue veiner. Like, extreme.
I like it when he's playing,
like
and it's like halfway through the set, and the sweat,
you like that?
And the sweat starts glistening on his man boobs.
Oh, hey, since we're plugging shows and we mentioned the Shames earlier, my other band, Machine Gun Vendetta, is playing with the Shames on March 19th.
Right. We all have
other bands.
Yeah, and you're a better singer than me, so shut up.
Have oh, yeah, we're kind of a super group. We come from three different bands.
I thought
bands.
We had Machine Gun on the show.
No, we've never been on the show. We recorded with Rick in 2013, but we've never been on the show.
Well, we
I really like your songs.
After the
too,
show,
Adam.
We'll fix that. We'll talk about that all and right. make that happen.
They definitely.
It is weird.
Machine Gun
right here.
And I will come down and kick it, too.
This is actually the first time I've been in your new house, too.
Fuck. Yeah, can we just come and hang out sometime? I mean,
yeah. You can come and record like and ruin a recording
We're
session
all neighbors.
Anytime you want.
Right, but if you're going to do that, try to ruin the Monday night recording sessions, because Rick doesn't get paid for that.
Okay.
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, what?
Hey!
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 Where are you at, buddy?
The stroke stopped.
Shall we play a song and play us out, or what are we doing here? Are we going to...
Shit, take another
beer before
we're just
going to
call
more.
It a good with the...
Do you want to do...
No,
well, yeah, I'll...
This is a song.
Two songs.
About Wait. A guy who had made changes.
I heard the drummer say
How
he,
about
he needs another beer.
A song about Bruce
Thank
Jenner.
Thank you, Adam.
How
Rory,
I got your back.
Session paying attention.
Let Rory
Shut
speak.
The fuck up. Okay, go ahead, Rory. Go ahead.
We're drunk.
That's
now.
All you need.
Go ahead, Rory.
All right.
Go ahead, Rory. Go ahead.
Oh, my guitar!
So how about this? After Rick, fake Rick gets real Andy a beer. Real Andy. I never thought about it. He's like the kid from Toy Story.
Here, hold on a second. Let me.
Mike's going to drink half of the beer and then give it to Rick
to
take to Andy.
That was my class photo was Andy from Toy Story when I was in fourth grade.
Uh-huh.
There's a beer coming.
Dude, your fourth grade photo was like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, you're a man-child.
Man. So, all right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to say goodbye to my audience, and then you guys can play one or two songs, however you feel.
We want to play two.
What do you guys think of that?
Two. Yeah.
Can I run my show the way I like to do it, or did you guys
sorry.
Have
you can play
ideas?
Two if
Are
you
we stepping
see,
on
we
your
do
balls?
Two.
When let's the alcohol kicks in.
Let's do Tent City.
Well, I would like to thank... STDs for being here today.
Thank you,
all
Rory,
of the STDs.
And thank you, Ashley.
There's so many
I would
more
like to thank
at
the lovely and talented Ashley James, my dear
Yay!
Friend, who I love hard.
Thank you.
I She's you, getting Betty gorilla guy. Scary looks right now because the few drinks have been some
weird things.
Did you just tell me I looked like a gorilla?
No. I'm saying you're getting gorilla looks, and I'm scared for you.
You know, because he's over here talking about how hard he is.
That's yeah. I expect that.
Rory,
from Rory.
Is hard.
Yeah.
Always. I walk. You know when they say if you have pre-prism lasting more than 4 hours, you should see a doctor. 24 hours a day, ladies and gentlemen. I walk around with a boner.
No pills.
No. I'm just naturally tumescent.
That's impressive.
All the time. but I'd like to thank you for coming to the show today, Ashley. Please go check out Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll in the next couple weeks. Please go check out STDs at Shea's tonight on St. Patrick's Day.
Sabertooth Dragon.
With or, Delmar.
With Delmar. Or catch them on April 9th. Where at?
Davidson's
Distillery. That's right. For Nick Ramirez, Chewy, Dogwater Dick, all the interns, and Reverend Sean ZV, web guy. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying life is short and I love you. Good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass. So
So close.
So this next song is called Candy Cock. And he goes, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Getting hard is coming to our candy cock. It's just for you. Sucker, 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 sucker. Our candy cock. Our candy prick. Our candy stick. Stick it in your mouth. So take it out. I want you. It's coming hard. It's coming to.
Motherfucker.
Dog War Studios.
What are you, a faggot?
Yeah.
Where are we doing? Shit Tank Destroyer?
No.
We didn't do that yet?
No.
Was that We're not going to do that one? Plan?
Oh.
That's at the end of the show, dude.
All right.
Dude.
Rick, were you recording all that?
Yes.
Yeah, he was.
Thank you.
It's the end of the show, dude.
Good then.